At KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE announced yesterday that residential burn permits will be required beginning Saturday, May 1st. These permits are available to the public free of charge and allow for the burning of dry landscape vegetation that originates from the landowner's property. To acquire a permit, applicants may access the website at burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. You then watch a mandatory video, fill in the required fields, submit the form, and a burn permit will be created. You then just print and sign the permit. Permits are valid for the calendar year in which they're issued and must be reissued annually or on or after January 1st of each year. If an online permit is not an option and you reside in the Amador El Dorado Unit Service Area, call 530-644-2345. Also, remember to contact your local Air Quality Management District to determine what permit requirements or burning restrictions apply in your area, and always call to ensure burn day status. In Amador County, the number is 223-6246. For alternatives to burning your piles, please contact the Amador Fire Safe Council at amadorfiresafe.org.
Well, the Amador School Board has approved a plan to return to full-time in-class learning. Meeting last night, the board approved a plan that will return the school district to a full-time in-person class schedule, starting when the new school year begins in the fall. Now, the district has had several schedules throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, including all distance learning, a mix of two-day-a-week in-person learning and distance learning, and currently 4 days a week in-person instruction. Now, with progress containing COVID through vaccinations being made and easing of restrictions, the board voted to return to the regular class schedule. Social distancing measures will remain in place. Now, in a follow-up, the board also approved a program for continued distance learning for students who do not wish to return to in-person classes. Elementary-level distance learning will be conducted through the Pine Grove Virtual Academy, while the North Star Independent Learning Program will be offered for high school and expanded to include junior high school students. The current system of mixing in-person and remote learning in the same class will end.
And the school board has officially approved the employment contract of a new superintendent for the school district. The board has voted to approve an employee contract for Dr. Tori Gibson to be the next superintendent of the Amador Unified School District. The contract begins July 1st of this year and runs to June 30th of 2024. It pays a base salary of $200,000 per year with a 2% yearly cost of living increase, plus various benefits including health insurance, professional dues, and relocation and travel expenses. Gibson's hiring was first announced April 12th. She's currently superintendent for the Penn Valley Union School District and was previously a principal in Sacramento. Gibson will replace Dr. Amy Slavinsky, who is retiring after nearly 5 years of running the district.
Well, the draft Amador Water Agency 2021 Water Capacity Fee Study now available for public review. Capacity fees, also commonly referred to as connection or impact fees, are one-time fees collected as a condition of establishing a new connection to the agency's water system or the expansion of an already existing connection. The 2021 Water Capacity Fee Study contains the data, methodology, and results for updating the agency capacity fees or buy-in to the system. The purpose is to pay for a development's fair share of the costs of the water facilities necessary to serve new demands for service. These fees may not exceed the estimated reasonable cost of providing the service. Now, the water agency provides treated and untreated retail water service through more than 7,200 residential, commercial, industrial, and irrigation water service connections, as well as treated wholesale water service to several public agencies. Copies of the draft study available on the agency website at amadorwater.org. Public comment will be accepted through May 14th.
And Caltrans will begin a major repair project next week on Highway 88 in the Pine Grove area with funds from Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. The purpose of the project is to repair the existing failing and or damaged pavement. This will extend the service life of a 6-mile stretch of Highway 88 from west of Silver Drive to west of Shake Ridge Road. The project calls for digging out failing pavement and installing asphalt to strengthen the surface prior to applying the overlay. The road will be restriped, and repairs, improvements, and adjustments will be made as needed to the shoulder, culverts, guardrails, and survey monuments. Work is scheduled to begin May 3rd and finish in summer. Crews will work from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and Fridays from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Flaggers will be on hand, one-way traffic control in effect. You should expect up to 10-minute delays.
And citing COVID-19 and limited appointment times due to physical distancing, the federal government has extended the deadline to receive a real ID. That was initially going to be October 1st this year, but has since been pushed to May 3rd of 2023. Now, around 10 million Californians have received the new Real ID that will eventually be required for boarding a commercial plane here in the U.S. California DMV encouraging people fill out the needed paperwork online, then make plans to physically stop into the office to receive your Real ID. After filling out the online form, Californians must bring in proof of identity, social security number, and 2 proofs of California residency.
And don't forget, today, Amador County Public Health will hold a COVID-19 vaccine clinic at the Health and Human Services Building. It will be the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine. Eligibility for these clinics include those 18 years of age and older who live or work in Amador County. Now, walk-ins are welcome. On-site registration is available, or you can go to myturn.ca.gov. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCradio.com.